It just so happens that the two prokim that are slated for this evening, Perek Ches and Perek Tes, are really very special, I would say, advice and instructions, etzus, how to appreciate Hashem's Chesed. How to appreciate the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, which exists all over, but is oftentimes underrated, underappreciated, and taken for granted. And I'd like to begin just sharing with you how important that appreciation is, and how the appreciation of the Chesed Hashem is the fundamental ingredient in one being able to put their trust in Hashem, in bitochen in Hashem, and how that combination of appreciation of the Chesed Hashem and the effort to achieve that trust in Hashem is relevant and uplifting and a critical source of survival, even under very, very tragic and trying times. Many years ago, a friend of mine, I heard someone who I knew way back and wasn't really very close with in the present, heard that his wife had taken sick. And it was very serious. At the time, I had just put out a small pamphlet entitled Facing the Unknown, A Patient's Guide to Bitochin. Gave it to him, spoke with them, tried to be mechazik the family a little bit in appreciation of the power of the Midas HaBitochin. They were very into it. I think they even republished this book and gave it out. Some Bikur Cholim or something. But Baruch Hashem, she went into remission. A few years later, I heard that this woman passed away. And frankly, I was very hesitant or almost afraid to go to the Beis Ovel for Nichum Avelim. Here, in my mind, I represented, maybe you would say, the prophet of false hope. Look what happened. The last day came, I had to go, someone that I knew for many years. And when I came in, they say, "Where have you been? We're waiting for you." "What? What? We wanted to thank you." "Thank you? Thank me? What's going on here?" And they said something very profound. They said as follows: the strength that we developed in the process of attempting to achieve this bitochon, in learning to focus on Hashem's kindness, His chesed, and in learning to attempt or begin or internalize that sense of reliance on that chesed, gave us such strength that we feel now we're able to cope with this tragedy because of that strength that it gave us. That sense of appreciation of Hashem's chesed, that sense of trying, attempting, and working hard at internalizing that to the extent emotionally that I can feel I can rely on it. I refuse to give up hope. I won't despair. I'm constantly hoping and sometimes even feeling so confident that things are going to work out. That awareness of the extent of Hashem's kindness is what gives us the strength to cope with something which we don't understand, and we're certainly not pleased with what we're facing, but we understand that Hashem is in control. And Hashem is full of chesed, and Hashem has a master plan for everything and everyone, and understanding and appreciating and connecting with His chesed made it possible for us to, or easier for us to cope with this tragic situation. That having been said, I'd like to point out a few of the, I think, very significant lessons in these two prokim in the Sefer Tehillim. Perek Ches begins, as many of the prokim do, Lamanatseach. It's a song, it's a praise from David HaMelech al Hagitis, which seems from the Meforshim refers to some type of an instrument, Mizmor leDavid. Hashem Adoneinu Mo'adir Shimcho b'chol ha'oretz Asher tnohidcho al ha'shamayim. Starts with a praise of Hashem. How awesome, how powerful you are, your name is in the entire world. And then it starts with a posuk that seems almost a little bit strange. Mipi oilalim ve'yoinkim yisadu to'oyis. From the mouths of, I guess you would call it babes, the mouths of newborn babies and yoinkim, and nursing babies, babies that are nursing their mother's milk, yisadito, you establish the foundation with strength. And the Radak explains that the foundation of the world is based on this concept of mipi oilalim ve'yoinkim. And he explains. He says that we have to appreciate, we have to develop an appreciation for Hashem's chesed. He says, what do we have to do? What is the primary, what is the foundation of that appreciation of Hashem's kindness? And he says that's yoinkim, nursing babies. Why? What are these nursing babies? And then he says, a nursing baby is really an example of the most miraculous divine creation. Because if that hole through which it nurses would be slightly bigger, the baby could choke. If that hole would be smaller, the baby wouldn't get any food, any nourishment. And the exactitude and the precision of every situation like that throughout the creation, throughout history, I guess before people were using formula or whatever. So this clearly indicates, he says, that there is no mikra, things don't happen by accident. There's a divine plan, and there's no teva. There's no nature. Nature is a misnomer. Everything is orchestrated and executed by the Borei Olam himself. And he says that that is the foundation. Just like a house without a foundation is, maybe it could stand temporarily, but it certainly is very easy to blow away. So too, a recognition of Hashem's chesed, which is not primarily an almost prerequisite, the realization that there's no accidents and that there's no nature, that it's all from Hashem, the chesed, the concept, the appreciation of Hashem's kindness cannot exist, cannot be maintained, will be very, very shaky. And when you think about it, it seems a little bit strange. Imagine all of the chesed that we see in this world, starting from creation, continuing in Mitzrayim and the Yetzias Mitzrayim with all the Nisim and Iflois. Let's go further into the Yamsuf. Let's go into the Midbar and see the Mon. Rabbeinu Sadia says that the Nes of the Mon was the greatest of all the Nisim because it was a Nes Tomid, a Todir. It was always happening every single day. V'lechem yomayim b'yom hashishi. Wow, what nisim, what chesed, how he sustained them. Anan Yaakovoid, Amud Eish at night, the Be'er, Simlos Choloid Bolso Me'aleichem, their clothing didn't soil and didn't tear, they wore the same thing, and it was always fresh and fitting and clean. And the history of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Emden swears by his life in the Hakdomah to his Siddur, that the miracles and the chasodim of Hashem that have allowed for the survival of Klal Yisrael through the millennia and the Torah together with the Klal Yisrael to this very day, the very same Torah that was given in Har Sinai over 3,300 years ago, are greater than all the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. Every day, every breath of life, every bodily function, the chesed Hashem is noir of oyim. And yet it seems that the ability to maintain that recognition and not to waver and not to shake requires a foundation. And the foundation is that there's a prerequisite. Before you study the course on Chesed Hashem, the prerequisite is Ein Mikra, the course that says there's no evolution, there's no nature, there's no accidents, it's all the Bnei Olam. And it seems that no matter the magnitude of the Chesed would not be able to create that solid foundation that it shouldn't shake unless it was first preceded with that depth of understanding of Ein Mikra and Ein Teva. Otherwise, it doesn't have Mipi Oilim V'Yoinkim Yisadet To'uiz. That's the Yisod, that's the foundation. Just like a house not built on a foundation, or a house where you put the foundation in after you built the house. The house is shaky. Might stand for a while, but it's not going to be able to weather the storms that face it. The foundation has to be firm, and the house is built firmly on the foundation. So too the recognition of a Mikra Lefonov and Ein Keva is critical prerequisite to formulate a foundation that the recognition of Hashem's Chesed with the full magnitude of that Chesed, that anyone who is not blind and even who is blind can see, that would be shaky unless it has that foundation. Now I think that this has a very direct and serious ramification in our world today. Of recent, it's probably 10 years at least that the phenomenon is literally mushrooming. We are faced with a situation of many religious, yeshiva-educated, married, with families, people going off the derech. It's no longer a teenage problem. And the magnitude of it is literally mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. There are communities that can identify hundreds of such people in that particular community who are either faking it or have stopped faking it and ran away, who've gotten left their families, who are still sticking together with their families, all different stages and levels and approaches. But, and I believe that it's very possible that even though these people have been exposed to such chesed, their own personal lives, and the extent of Hashem's Hashgacha Protis, and the extent of the Chesed in Jewish history, and all of that, but yet, the foundation is a little shaky. Because we live in a world today where the world surrounding us in a massive sense of irrational insanity literally believes that we're all here by accident. Literally believes that we... You know, I don't want to show my ignorance to say we descended from monkeys, but you know what I mean. And we're surrounded by that. Yes, intelligent people, scientifically oriented, and science is knowledge in the world today. And this is filtrated even into our own communities. And we are, some of us, some of our people, some of our youth, maybe as they were growing up, were a little bit shaky. They may not have heard the refutation to some of these ideas. They may not have focused to the extent of Hashem's power. They may not have focused. They saw the acts of Chesed, but they didn't first, prior to it, build it upon a realization that there are no accidents. Everything is from Hashem. You know, we talk in funny terms. We talk almost as if there are accidents, and there is nature, and that's life. It's infiltrated even our camp. And it's critical, it seems from the Radak, based on this kapitel, on this psukim, that the foundation, in order to assure that the realization, the recognition, and the seeing of the infinite scope of Hashem's chesed in this world has to be first founded upon that firm emunah, that firm realization that Hashem is in control of everything, that things are not just by nature, that there are no accidents, and unless we can fully subscribe in the depths of our neshama with that concept, then our appreciation of all the chesed, of all the hashgacha, can be relatively shaky. The parak continues with another reference, another concept of the scope of Hashem's chesed. If you look at Pasuk Dalet, Ki Erech Shomecha Ma'ase etzbo yisecho. When I see the heavens, the work of the handiwork of your fingers, yorech v'koychovim, the moon, the stars, asher kinanto, that you set in place. It's the magnitude of creation, the majesty of the celestial world, the universe that exists. Mo enoish kisis kerenu, uven odom kisiv kedenu. Who is man that you remember him? Remember him, that you created him, that you built him. The kisiv kedenu in the Radak explains that you deal with him with such chesed and you've granted him so many gifts and so many powers and so many blessings. Who are we? We're not worthy. Not only mo enosh kisiv kerenu, but you know what you did for man? That chasreu ma'at me'elukim. For kovod v'hodot tatreu. You made him just a little less than the angels. And Rashi explains that the angels weren't able to stop the sun in the middle of the day, or to assure that the sea were to split, or to be machaya the mesim, like Eliyahu. He says, "Vatechasreu ma'at mi'elukim, v'kovod v'hodu tatreu," and you crowned him with this glory and with this majesty. And not only that, tamshileu b'masiyodecho kol shato tachas raglu. You put him in charge of the whole creation. Man seems to have such power. He has power over the animals, over the birds, and over the fish of the sea. Mo enosh kisiv kerenu. Look what you did to man. And when we look at your grandeur and your greatness, when we look at the universe that you created, we don't understand. Why do you pay attention to this little man? Who is he? And you gave him such greatness. What you did to him, you gave him dominion over the whole world. You gave him the brains and the insight and the ability to control. And you literally turned the world over to his domain. Doesn't make any sense. We have trouble understanding that aspect of Hashem's chesed. And I think that what we see over here is really something very interesting. I heard once the story, I'm sure I must have told it here at some point. It's one of my favorites. I heard it from my mother-in-law, Zal Gesunden Stark Sein. A woman, an almona, was supporting her family, and she was selling bagels in the shuk, in the marketplace. One day, she spends the whole day standing in the shuk. She didn't sell a bagel. It's starting to get dark. Time to go home. She has to take care of her children. And she's walking home, distraught, and having not made any money or sold a bagel. All of a sudden, someone stops her. "What do you have in that basket?" "I have bagels." "How many?" "I need them all. I'm making something, a party, a simcha." Buys all the bagels. She's walking home, and she says, "Ribbono shel Olam, you're so busy with so many earth-shattering, with universal ramifications of the things that you have to attend to. Where do you find the time to look into the basket of this poor little almona to see how many bagels she sold that day?" Mo enosh kisiv kerenu. When we think of the magnitude, the scope of this world and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to deal with, let alone the political situation, let alone the security situations, let alone... what you've done for man is mind-boggling. And when we set up that contrast, it's overwhelming. We see the Chesed Hashem, that to be so concerned with someone who is potentially or essentially should be so insignificant, and to elevate us with such greatness and grandeur, this is maybe the ultimate expression of Hashem's chesed. Really goes one step further. We read in this parsha this morning that Lavan, the Torah tells us that Lavan gave a bracha to his daughters when they were leaving at the end of the parsha. And the Sipurnu is concerned why the Torah has to tell us about Lavan's brocha. You know, Lavan was not exactly a tzaddik. In fact, if you remember from the Haggadah, it says, "Arami oived ovi, Laban wanted to destroy Yaakov and Klal Yisrael. He was one of those hidden enemies who had a hidden agenda that we weren't aware of at the time. Arami Oivedovi, that's Laban. And yet, the Torah tells us about the brocha that he gives to his children. So the Sipurnu says, first of all, we know Alti Birchas Hedyot Kalabei Necha. But he says, that's not all. Just, you know, just the fact that anybody's brocha shouldn't be taken lightly, that's not why the Torah tells it to us. And he says as follows. He says, Omnom, he says, it teaches us, Shebirchas ha'ov asher hi albonov, b'chol nafshoi, the blessing of a father that's upon his children with the entirety of his nefesh, b'lis sofik, without any doubt, roi shetochul, it's appropriate to be chal, yoiser, more, this could be chal more than other people's brochas. B'sgulas tzelem elekim ha'mevorich, with the power of the fact that tzelem elekim, someone created in the image of God is giving this brocha, ke omru ba'avur yevorechecha nafshi, that Yitzchok said to Esav when he called him, I want to give you the brochas, my nefesh should give you the brochas emanating from my nefesh. Very strange. He says, since this brocha emanated from the Tzelem Elokim, so therefore it has a power. It's worthy to be taken. What's the pshat? Lovan was taka tzelem elokim. Every human being was created in the image of God. But on the other hand, look what he did to that image. Look how he tarnished that image. Look how he dirtied. Look how he sullied that image. Look what he did. Arami Ovidovi. And yet it seems that the tzelem elokim that's put inside every human being is so great, is so holy, is so godly, that it cannot be ruined. Even though he covered it with so many layers of soot, but Lemaisa, the brocha that emanated from his heart with the love that a father has for his children, which is real, that love is real, and therefore it emanates from the Tzelem Elokim remains despite what we do to ruin it, to hurt it, to mar it, to dirty it, to destroy it. It still remains. And that's an amazing thing. Hashem gave us not just so many gifts in life, not just that, but the chasreu ma'at me'elokim, but the tzelem elokim remains permanently great and has the potential for purity of brocha, for something that's sincere. Other things were not sincere with Laban. And all of his insincerity and all of his rishis could not mar that gift that he was given as a human being to be created b'tzelem elokim. So if we want to truly appreciate the Chesed Hashem, we have to look at the world. We have to look at the greatness. We have to look at the stars. We have to look at the sun. We have to look at the magnitude of the neurois of creation. And then look at man. And look what Hashem has given each and every one of us. That truly can be an insight. That truly can be an inspiration to appreciate the Chesed Hashem on a very personal level. Now, as we mentioned, appreciating the Chesed Hashem on a personal level, I just want to mention one more thing, and that is that David HaMelech in the Hallel said the following. He says, Mo oshiv la Hashem kol tag melohi oloi. What can I pay back Hashem? And the Meforshim learn that all the good, all the Chesed that has been given to me is all from Hashem. David HaMelech recognized that everything that he has is from Hashem. The Targum learns a different pshat, which maybe is even more b'mashmos haloshen. He says, kol tag melohi oloi. David HaMelech says, how can I ever pay back Hashem? All of the gmul, all of the kindness that he has in his world, he gave to me. Now, that's not true. David HaMelech did not get all of the chesed in the world, because other people got also. And David HaMelech had his fair share of other things as well. Well, maybe they were also chesed. But all of the chesed in the world, Hashem has no more chesed left? That's like Esav said to Yitzchok, that's all you have left? You gave it all away? Doesn't make any sense. Obviously, the pshat is not that it's really so, but the human being has the power to develop such an appreciation for Hashem's chesed. Ki ereshomecho masi etzboisecho. Mo eno ish kisis kerenu. When we look at all of the magnitude of the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given each and every one of us and bestows upon us every single minute of our existence. And what he does to make sure that this chesed is goyvel chasodim toivim. Not a chesed that carries with it some conditions or some discomfort. But goyvel chasodim toivim. When we think about that, we can be so full of appreciation to Hashem that I feel it's as if you gave me all the chesed that you have. It's as if there was no more chesed left. It's as if you bestowed it all upon me. That's the power that we have to feel and appreciate Hashem's chesed if we pay attention, if we focus. And all of the brochas that we make, that Chazal were mesakin, all the birchas hanenin, are all for this purpose, to focus on Asher Yotzar. What a gift. Shakul niya bidvoroi. What gift? Bayri minim zoinois. Bayri priagofen. All of the pleasures of life. All given to us. Bayri priho eitz. Chazal say, chayev odom loimar, kol ha'oilom nivro bishvili. A person maybe really should say, Baruch ato Hashem, bayri priho eitz bishvili. He created this fruit for me. Nobody else has this fruit. It was all for me. No one has had it. No one will have it. It's all mine. If we could be mispained, if we pay attention, if we focus, we can recognize the Chesed Hashem to the extent that we can literally feel as if kol tagmalohi oloi. How could I ever pay you back all the Chesed that exists in your world? I feel as if you gave it to me just because I have an appreciation for the Chesed that in fact you did give me. Let's go on to Perek Tes. In Perek Tes, there's another very potent lesson in terms of appreciating Hashem's chesed. Again, Lam Natseach Almus Laben, and here Laben, who that is exactly, is not clear, but the Radak has one pshat that he seems to work with, and this was Golius. This refers to David HaMelech's victory with his, remember, with his slingshot, where he Golius was armored, fully armored, and so much more powerful than him and everything, but there was a little opening there, one place, and poof, he was able to get it there, and he's thanking Hashem for his victory over Goliath, which was a Chua Gedoilo. And he says, Oida Hashem b'chol libi, asapro kol niflo isecho. I thank Hashem, I praise Hashem with all my heart. I will say, I'll recite all of the niflois that he did, and it seems, the Radak says, that when one has a great miracle, one should reference all the other miracles at the time, because when I'm in the appreciation mode for a miracle, I can reappreciate all of the miracles that he's done for me until now. But very interesting, he says, B'chol libi. And the Radak explains that this chesed was so great. The Yeshua was so important. The damage that Golius could have done to Klal Yisrael at that time was so significant, and they were saved miraculously by this little guy with his little slingshot against this big warrior. That's b'chol lev. I'm so appreciative. My whole heart, I express my appreciation. But then the next pasuk goes on and says, Esmecho ve'er elzo boch. He says, I will rejoice and I will exalt in you, in my relationship with you. And here the Radak says something very interesting. He says, Esmecho ki b'cho bo tachti b'voi la milchomo imoi, with Golius. Faninar v'hu ish milchomo. I trusted in you when I went into the battle with Golius, because I'm just a young lad, and he's an ish milchomo. He was a powerful warrior. What's the Radak talking about? He says, b'cho bo tachti. He's explaining, I'm rejoicing in you, boch, meaning in my relationship with you. Why? Because I went in, I'm a nar, a little kid, he's an ish milchomo, and therefore I had to trust you, because I certainly had nothing else to trust over here. I couldn't trust my slingshot against this guy. I couldn't trust my own strength against this powerful creature of war. So I trusted you. It seems that he couldn't have appreciated his relationship with Hashem. He couldn't have rejoiced in this special relationship with Hashem, feeling that unique closeness with Hashem, even though he experienced a Yeshua, and he thanked Hashem b'chol lev. So I was saved, and I thank you with my full heart. I'm so happy. I'm so thrilled. You saved me. You saved Klal Yisrael with this wonderful miracle. But still, I can't rejoice in my relationship. There's a piece missing unless I went in with the bitochen in the first place. What does that mean? Very interesting. It's a very interesting psychology. It seems, again, that there are prerequisites to appreciating Hashem's chesed. And there, the one prerequisite we discussed in the last parak was the prerequisite of realizing that there's no mikra, there's no accidents. That has to precede the ability to have a firm appreciation, a lasting appreciation of Hashem's chesed. There's another prerequisite. And that prerequisite seems to be bitochin. In other words, if when I go into a situation and I am not fully reliant on Hashem, I don't realize, as the Radak says, ani nar v'hu ish melchomo. I'm just a little lad, and he's a big warrior. And therefore, the only thing to trust over here, and it's certainly not my slingshot, is Hashem. If I go in with bitochin, then when I come out and I'm saved, I can rejoice, not only appreciate that I'm alive and that I'm well and I was saved, but I can through that forge a new relationship with Hashem and rejoice in that unique feeling of connection and closeness and loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I did not go in with the bitochen, I just went in. I went in to fight the battle. I'm going to see. I'll do the best I can, you know. I'm a pretty good aim. I've been practicing a lot. And he's very well armored and covered. But maybe, you know, and I'm not thinking about trusting Hashem, then even though he gets saved, and even though he can appreciate it, b'cholev, oy, I thank Hashem, not stam. I thank Hashem, b'cholev. But I can't really get that ultimate closeness. I can't maximize the potential of that relationship, because I started with a little bit of me. I'm going in without Hashem. I'm trying to handle this on my own. I'm not really reliant on Him. And if I wasn't reliant on Him as the prerequisite to going in, then even though b'chol lev I can appreciate what happened, and I thank Hashem, but there's a dimension of that relationship that can only happen when a person enters it with that bitochen Hashem. And this speaks volumes to the idea that we mentioned at the beginning. That relationship with Hashem is so critical. Appreciation for the chesed is the beginning of the process. Is what feeds that process. But to be able to have that relationship with Hashem is really what sustains us. You know, the Sipurnu says on the pasuk, "Bonim Hashem, bonim atem Hashem lekechem, loisus goydelu veloisosimu korcho bein enechem lames." Pasuk in Dvorim in Re'eh, I think. So the Sipurnu says as follows: what's the connection? Loisus goydelu means don't rip the hair out of your head. Don't rip your skin off in mourning. Don't overly mourn. Why? Because bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem, no matter who or what you've lost, you're bonim to Hashem. And you have a relationship which is even more powerful, which is even more lasting, which is even more uplifting, which can even give you the greatest sense of joy and rejoicing in life in that relationship. Therefore, since bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem, don't overly mourn because you have me, you have this relationship. That relationship with Hashem is critical. Life is complex. Life is difficult. Life is certainly not easy. And we don't know at any given moment the challenges and the obstacles and the problems and even the tragedies that we're going to have to face. But we need to fortify ourselves. And the fortification is that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is that relationship to be able to rejoice ve'esmecho ve'elzo b'cho boch. I have that relationship with you. And that relationship has to be built. And the Radak in this kapitel teaches us how to build that relationship. That relationship can't just be built by waiting for the chesed to happen and after the fact saying Hallel, making a Suda Soidor, and expressing our appreciation b'chol lev. That's not enough. That doesn't give us that total and fully enhanced relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although we're thanking Him. The relationship of esmecha boch, to rejoice in that unique, in the depth of that close connection with Hashem that fills me with joy, that thrills me with joy, that requires that before the fact, that when I come into a situation in life, I come in with bitochen. So developing bitochen is so critical, it's the source of strength facing the most challenging obstacles and the most challenging situations in life. And therefore, it behooves us to do everything that we can to attempt to develop that bitochen. And so far, we've seen that recognition and realizing and constantly being focused before the fact on everything is from Hashem, there's no mikra, there's no teva, it's all orchestrated from Hashem, is critical to firm up that appreciation of the chesed so that chesed can inspire us and internalize the midas habitochen. And here we see that midas habitochen should be exercised even before we face the great chasodim in life, so that as a result of the chasodim, we can not only be thankful for what Hashem does, but we can also develop and expand that loving relationship. How do we get this bitochen? Where does it come from? What's the mechanism? What's the formula? It's not a button that you press. In fact, we know that many people fool themselves. Oh, yeah, I trust Hashem. Everything's going to be fine. You know the famous story, which I'm sure has been mentioned here, from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, about this person who said he needed 10,000, whatever the currency was, and he says, buy a lottery ticket and have bitochen 100% that you'll get it, you'll be fine. He buys the ticket, then it's one of these tickets you could always keep winning. Week, two, three, four, a few months go by, nothing happens. Comes back to Rabbi Yisrael and says, have bitochen 100%? Nothing happened. What are you telling me? Rabbi Yisrael says to him, do you have bitochen still? Do you have that 100%? Full, 100%. Okay, will you sell me the ticket for half price? Sure. Who are you fooling? Who are you fooling? It's easy to fool ourselves. A real trust in Hashem is something that can't happen just at the push of a button. There's no bitochen button someplace in the human anatomy or the human psyche that allows us to just press it and we have bitochen. But David HaMelech does give us a formula. When he's hiding in one of his caves, Adonai Hashem tishkocheni netzach, Adonai kapitel yud gimel, Adonai taste ponech mimeni. Then at the end he signs off and says, Ani v'chastecho botachti. I trusted in your chesed. Yoge libi bishuasecho. My heart will rejoice in the salvation that's going to come. I now am confident that my heart will rejoice. I'm confident. I feel it. I feel the joy coming. Or shira l'Hashem ki gomel olai. When it happens, I'll thank you, I'll say Shira, I'll say Halal, I'll say Nishmas. But right now I feel something. And that formula seems to be as follows. A person can't say, well, I am sure Hashem's going to help me. Those are words. Well, I refuse to give up hope. Maybe, but it's also words. I'm 100% positive everything's going to work out for the good. Mechitesa, from where? Where do you get that from? David HaMelech said, Vani b'chastecho b'tachti. I didn't trust in the result, I trusted in the chesed. I know Hashem is all chesed. I know Oilom chesed yibone. He created the world only for the purpose of chesed. I know that even Bereshis bo Elokim, which is the midas ha-mishpot, is because mishpot is the greatest chesed. Because he created a world where we can earn the chesed that he wants to give us, so we can appreciate it. So we won't be embarrassed, so there won't be nama de kisufa. And therefore, even the Bereshis Bo Elokim, which is the mishpat in the world, the justice in the world, the judgment in the world, is only to ensure that we earn. Just like by tzedakah, the highest level of tzedakah is to give a person a job. Then you're not embarrassing him. He's not taking anything. You help him to get a job. Now he's on his own. He's supporting himself. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mishpat. So it's all about chesed. and his chesed is endless. And if we look around the world, we see the magnitude, we see the extent of his chesed. So, what's there to talk about? Once I develop that intimate trust in Hashem's chesed, I know that Hashem is all about chesed. That's what he does. Chesed and rachamim. He's hatoiv ki lo yicholu rachamecho. He's the good one whose mercy is never withheld. He's the marachim, the merciful one, ki lo yisamu chasodecho, whose chesed never ends. That's why me'oilam kivinu loch. We always hope to you because we know that your chesed and your rachamim is endless, is infinite, is never withheld. That's what you're about. You're about the midas chesed. You created the world for the purpose of chesed. The pasuk says, "Intilim oilam chesed yibone." And when I realize that, v'ani b'chastecho b'tachti, something from within starts to churn and say, "I'm not giving up hope. If the one who's in control, no mikre, no accidents, the one who's in control is that infinite, endless bal chesed and rachamim." I'm beginning to feel that it's going to work out, and it's a process. And the more I focus on it, the more I pay attention to it, the more I again and again review it and review it. More enosh kisis karenu. I look ki erosh shomecho maaseis pasecho. But look what he does. Look how he finds the time every day to look into my basket to see how many bagels I sold that day. Oh, that can inspire a person to develop bitochen, and hopefully that bitochen can allow him to last. Can hopefully last. Just one more thought. Towards the end of the perek, where is it? If you look at Pasuk Yudalet in Perek Tes, David HaMelech says to Hashem, Chananeni Hashem, have chinun, means amatnas chinun, give me mercy, but beyond what I deserve, free, even though I didn't earn it. Rei onyi, see all of my suffering, misoine, from my enemies. Then the next pasuk says, why I ask you to do this? Leman asapra kol tehilosecho. That I should be able to declare, to proclaim all of your praises. Very strange. A person in trouble, one would say that the normal speech, the normal prayer would be, I beseech you, Hashem, please help me. I'm in trouble. I need you to help me out of this. But I say no. You know why I want you to help me? You know why I want you to save me from my enemies? That I should be able to go later and declare, look what Hashem does. Look at the Chesed Hashem. Look at the Yeshua. Look at His greatness. Look at His kindness. Look at the Niflois Hashem. It's very, very different from what we may be used to in the mundane world in which we live. But when we think about it, that's really the highest level. When a person is so, he wants Hashem to help him, that's true. He wants to be saved, that's true. But ultimately, what I really, and if Elamai, it's a trick. David HaMelech is not playing tricks on Hashem. He was too smart for that. Oh, I'm going to pretend, oh really, I really want you to help me to save my life, but I'm going to ask you to do it in order to be able to proclaim your greatness, and I'm going to fool you. Doesn't sound like the David that we know. So, what's the pshat? The Teretz is, that's what sincerely what he want. You know what I want? What I really want is to proclaim your greatness to the world. We ask Hashem why? Because that's really the ultimate. What's the ultimate? What's the purpose of creation? Why did Hashem create this world? Hashem created the world to do chesed. And how does he maximize the chesed? When everybody knows that everything comes from him. When everybody realizes that life and every breath of life and every benefit of life and every bodily function of life and every good and all that I have and everything is all Chesed Hashem. When I realize that, then that motivates me to become a better person. Become a better person. I become more worthy of the ultimate schar that Hashem wants to give me. I become more godly in my ways, and I therefore become more worthy of connecting to Hashem and eventually earning that closeness with Hashem, which is the greatest chesed that exists in this world. As per the beginning of Mesilas Yeshorim in the first parak, we see that there very clearly. So ultimately, that's really what it's about. And when we ask Hashem to help us on the highest level, not saying, you know, there are lower levels where we say, help me, please, I'm suffering. Please get me out of this. I can't take it, you know. I can't take the pain. But on a higher level, I want the world to know. Because I want to help you. I want to participate as much as possible. in the fulfilling of the purpose of creation. And I believe, in brief, because the hour is late, that this is really what we do when we recite Kaddish. The Kaddish that we recite, whether it's in the shul as part of the Seder HaTfilah, or whether it's the Kaddish that you Yisoyimim recite on the loss of a parent, that Kaddish really says that we're looking forward. The Be'ol Modivroch Yerusei, the Yamlich Malchusei. We want Hashem should be Mamlich his Malchus. He should declare, he should proclaim, he should establish himself as the Melech, which means he is the Melech. How does he establish himself as the Melech? That everyone should recognize. We want the world to come to recognize the day should come. V'hoyu Hashem le'melech al kol ha'oretz. Of course he's the melech al kol ha'oretz. He does whatever he wants. He's in charge. He's in control. But it should be recognized. Because when everybody recognizes that, then they do that which they're supposed to do. They perfect themselves and they become worthy of the chesed which Hashem wants to give us, which was the very purpose of his whole creation. So we say we wanted to wait for the day that he should establish his malchus. It should be in our day and it should be quickly. And then we say what Chazal tell us is the ultimate in tefillah. It has a power. A tefillah gzar din of 70 years can be nikra when a person says Yehi Shmei Rabbah with kavona. It takes precedence over other dvorim shebekdusha. Yehi Shmei Rabbah mevorach. The great name of Hashem should be recognized as the source of all brocha. Mivorach is the Makor HaBrochas. What do you mean? It is the Makor HaBrochas. So you're asking it to be the Makor HaBrochas? It is the Makor HaBrochas. Terah says, I'm asking that the world should recognize it. Lo'olam ulol me'olmaya. And the purpose of creation should be fulfilled. That everyone should recognize that Hashem is the source of all blessing. When I know that Hashem is the source of everything, everything good, everything that happens, it's all about Him. Every breath of life, kol haneshama tahalel kol neshima uneshima. I can feel that halel. I can praise Hashem for every breath of life. Then that realization, if the world would come to that recognition, everybody would be obeying the mitzvahs, everybody would be doing that for which they were put in this world, and everybody would become worthy of the reward, the schar, the benefit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give, which allows the Olam Chesed Yibone to be fulfilled in the utmost, in the ultimate, which is really the design of all of creation. And when we say that Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevorach, that we're internalizing the will of Hashem to for everyone to recognize Him so they can better themselves and become worthy of His chesed, we too are feeling that. Oy, with Kavan, I want it to be. I want Your will to be done. I want Your will to unfold. I want the world to come to recognize that You're the source of all brocha and therefore act and behave accordingly, which is what You want. I have put my will in sync with Your will. I have in that process elevated myself to a state of godliness. Because what's my overriding rotzoin? The rotzoin Hashem. Together what Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, I say, Ritzoinoi kirtzoinecho. Do his rotzoin as if it was yours. His rotzoin becomes mine. When I say that, Yehi Shmei Rabbah with Kavona, when I'm really craving and I want to see the day, let's see the day when everyone will recognize that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then I have put my rotzen in sync with his, and that, of course, is the greatest tzchus, the greatest mitzvah, and that's why Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevorach has powers beyond what other tefillahs and other performances of mitzvahs may not even have. Let's hope that we should be zoiche in our generation to a generation of people, young and old, who recognize the Chesed Hashem, who have the realization of no accidents, no teva, it's all about Hashem. And that prerequisite should create a firm basis for a lasting appreciation of the Chesed Hashem. And that we should be able to, from that, develop a sense of bitochin before we go into any difficult situation. So that the resulting chesed from the situation should not only be something that we're thankful for b'chol lev, but that enhances our relationship with Hashem. And with that enhanced relationship with Hashem, hopefully we can feel the importance of others feeling that relationship too, and say b'kavono yehei shmei rabo mevorach le'olam olol me'omayo, and we should be zeichet to the time when it'll be v'hoya Hashem le'melech al kol ha'oretz, v'yoy mahu yeh Hashem echod u'shmo echod.